To begin with, make sure your body is as comfortable as possible, lying on the floor. Allow the weight of the body to settle down towards the earth, taking a few deep breaths and letting go a little bit more with each breath. Now allow the breath to settle and to find its own natural rhythm, letting the breath breathe itself. Try not to interfere with this process and notice how the body moves in response to the breath. The chest expanding and relaxing, the belly rising and falling. If your breath is affected in any way by illness or pain, then just noting this with a kindly, gentle awareness. Try to let go of any ideas about how you think things ought to be, and just rest with an awareness of how things actually are for you in this moment. Sometimes it can help to include an image with a sense of the breath. You can imagine a wave flowing up the beach, turning, and flowing back out to sea again, noticing how the movement of each breath has a rhythm very much like this. Or you might have another image that you find evocative and calming. Use your own imagination to help the mind and body settle around the breath. Notice how each breath is unique, how no two breaths are the same. Notice the texture, the quality and duration of each breath. If you notice the body or your mind tensing up around your experience, in the noticing, you can gently let go again without judgment. Do this over and over again if necessary with a kindly, gentle awareness. Include any pain or discomfort in the body within your broad field of awareness. Very often, we resist the feelings of pain or discomfort, and this just leads to more tension, more pain, and more discomfort. Use the breath to help soften the hard edges and allow a tender and gentle awareness to permeate the ins and outs of your breath. As you use the breath to soften resistance to pain or discomfort, you may notice how the experience of pain is in fact a constantly changing mass of different sensations. Experience how it comes into being and passes away moment by moment. Now, you can broaden out your experience even more to invite the pleasurable dimensions of your field of awareness. They might be very subtle, such as a tingling in the fingers or some sort of pleasure around the breath. Or maybe the sun is shining through the window onto the skin. In your own way, scanning through your whole experience and noticing little moments of pleasure, no matter how fleeting, rising and falling with each moment. You may notice that each moment of life contains elements that are painful and elements which are pleasurable. This is the way things are in the world for everyone. Notice the tendency to harden against pain and to grasp after pleasure. And in the noticing, relax back into the broad field of awareness. Now, broaden out your awareness still more to include an awareness of others. Become aware that all humanity experiences a mixture of pain and pleasure, moment by moment, in much the same way that you do. The stories of our lives are unique, but the range of basic human experience and emotions will be very similar. We all have hopes and dreams, fears and regrets. No matter where we live, our age, color or wealth. In this way, we can allow our own experience of pain and illness to become a moment of empathy for others who are in pain or who are ill, rather than a moment of isolation. All life suffers in one way or another. All life experiences pleasure in one way or another. In the same way that you imbued the breath with a kindly awareness towards your own experience, you can now allow a kindly awareness to permeate the ins and outs of your breath as you think of others. Maybe you can get a sense of the whole world breathing, all life breathing like waves on the ocean, rising and falling. Allow a sense of the hard edges of separation to soften, letting go into a sense of all that we share and a feeling of connection with all life as you lie there quietly with the breath, moment by moment. As we lie there, thinking of others, we can think of the words of Francis. He too had suffered much, just as we have. And he found the ultimate secret of a happy and joyful life. He asked the universe, his higher power, saying these words: Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort rather than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, it is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying to self that one awakens to eternal life. Now, in your own time, bring the meditation to a close. Come back to a full awareness of the body lying on the floor. Feel in firm contact with the earth. Tune into the movement of the breath in the body and gradually externalize your awareness. When you're ready, open the eyes. Take in your surroundings and re-engage with the day. See if you can take this quality of awareness with you into your day as it unfolds moment by moment.